Presidential candidates are making final swings through Illinois ahead of tomorrow's primary. I'm Amanda Vinicky with a roundup of the weekend campaigning and a preview of what's still to come. By the time that Illinois voters get a chance to participate in presidential primaries, a nominee's often all but certain. So much so that 8 years ago, when Illinois' then U.S. Senator Barack Obama was making a bid for the White House, Democratic leaders in his home state moved up the date of Illinois' primary to boost his chances. Illinois' primary date has since returned to mid-March. It's a delegate-rich state up for grabs. And with tight contests for president in both parties, that later date is bringing candidates here again and again. Consider this past weekend, which was supposed to have begun with a Donald Trump rally at the University of Illinois Chicago. Instead, there was bedlam.
Let's stop Trump! Let's stop Trump! Let's stop Trump! Let's stop Trump!
Trump never even spoke in Chicago. He canceled the event, but he was back in Illinois Sunday morning and took the stage in Bloomington.
Whoa, I love you folks. Look at you. Wow. All right, so we're going to make up for lost time, okay? That's amazing.
Trump called the Chicago protesters disruptors and troublemakers and led his supporters in a USA chant. Polls have consistently put Trump ahead in Illinois, but Cruz is a relatively close second. Illinois isn't a winner-take-all state. On the Republican side, whoever wins statewide gets 15 delegates, but local contests determine another 54 delegates to the national convention. Marco Rubio hasn't focused much on Illinois lately. Instead, he's been all over his home state. Florida's primary is also tomorrow, and more delegates are at stake there. Ohio, where John Kasich is governor, votes Tuesday, too. Kasich was in Illinois last week, though, and he's heavily backed by several of Illinois' Republican leaders. Even as the Trump rally was in chaos Friday, Cruz was in the suburbs for a Lincoln Day fundraiser that was significantly calmer in nature. WLS-TV was there and reports Cruz pressed for the other remaining Republican candidates, Kasich and Rubio, to drop out.
We are campaigning hard. We are campaigning hard for support here in Illinois. This race has now become a two-man race. There are only two candidates that have any credible path.
Cruz will have another chance to make that case in Illinois tonight. He's coming to Springfield for a 10:30 p.m. rally at a church. Democrat Bernie Sanders is scheduled for a late-night rally at the same time tonight, some 200 miles to the north. It's seen as a sign that Sanders is trying to capitalize on momentum. Polls earlier this month had Hillary Clinton with an easy lead. Now they show Sanders catching up. He's been popping in and out of the Chicago area and is airing an Arabic language radio ad in Chicagoland.
Bernie Sanders, yadam li inhal ansuriya wal karahiya.
While Spanish language radio stations there are playing Clinton spots. Hillary Clinton was born and raised in Illinois and has the backing of most of the state's Democratic establishment. She'll spend the day at a Chicago Union Hall before a town hall event with MSNBC in Springfield this evening. Democrats' process for choosing its 181 delegates is more complicated than Republicans. Down ballot from the presidential race, there are plenty of other significant contests. And for some offices, including major state legislative races, Tuesday is the only contest. With nobody from the other party running, whoever wins the primary will sail into office unopposed in November. Illinois residents can register and vote through tomorrow. The polls are open Tuesday from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. I'm Amanda Vinicky.